From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
Recently, a group of doctors filed a lawsuit against the University of California, San Francisco, alleging that the university is repeatedly violating the Federal Animal Welfare Act in its conduct of animal experimentation. What's unusual about this lawsuit is that it's not coming from some group of animal rights activists. It's a group of respected doctors, including the niece of famed polio researcher Jonah Salk, pointing out that UCSF has been conducting animal research, which has been repeatedly cited by the federal government for violating rules to ensure humane treatment of animals. Animal research is an emotional topic, seen as evil by some and necessary by others. On one hand, researchers hold the highest ideals of curing human illness and advancing science. On the other hand, credible doctors and even Nobel laureates criticize animal research as being old-fashioned, simply a fund generator for universities, and not at all a good model for diseases in humans. They say if it were, most drugs would not fail when tested on humans in clinical trials, even though they've already passed all the animal tests. Philosophers also disagree, some saying that sacrificing animals for the benefit of humans is acceptable, with others arguing that it's the height of selfishness to inflict pain and suffering upon a helpless creature for one's own potential benefit. But what everybody agrees on is that animal suffering should be minimized. That's why it's so disturbing that here, in the city named for St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals, researchers have apparently been subjecting dogs, monkeys, and other animals to experiments so cruel that federal government regulators have now assessed some of the largest fines in history. I know when I drive past UCSF that there are animals in there, and I trust that federal laws are respected and fines are not considered just a cost of doing business. That kind of business, the business of cruelty to animals without compassionate oversight or rock-solid scientific justification, is not the kind of business I want my tax dollars funding. With a perspective, I'm David Meyer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.